Hey, business building warrior. Thanks for hanging out with me for a few minutes today. My name is Jim. This is Silent Sales Machine Radio, the podcast that features hundreds of interviews with students who are succeeding, building beautiful businesses using the internet creatively. That's right. This is an e-commerce podcast, and we talk about all things e-commerce here, but we emphasize and focus a lot on the beginner strategies that have helped so many of our students launch into beautiful e-commerce careers. Countless families doing this full time. We've got husband and wife teams working together. We got college kids. We got retirees, everything in between, using the basic principles we teach here to launch multiple income streams. But the reason we focus so much on one specific strategy here for our new students, especially, is because we have discovered the lowest risk, lowest investment required, highest odds of success strategy to introduce you into e-commerce. You're going to be earning while you learn. That's why we spend so much time on Amazon. That's why we spend so much time on the replens model. I'm going to bring onto the show in just a moment two good friends of the show. You've heard them many times if you've listened to several episodes. I'm talking about Brian and Robin Joy Olson, two great coaching team leaders from our team of 60 coaches, and they do Coach's Corner with us on Wednesday. And today they're going to dive into some of the various ways that you can get the skills you need and get the training you need to succeed with your own business online. We offer everything from loads of free content that I would argue far exceeds in quality and specificity and detail paid content offered by the vast majority of other trainers online. So our free stuff is beautiful. I love nothing more than to hear from someone who says, "Hey, Jim, I just listened to several hundred of your podcast episodes. I hung out in the Facebook group. I never spent a dime on any of your content or training. I didn't spend any money. I just listened and soaked up the free stuff over an extended period of time. And I've built a beautiful business. It's changed our lives." Those kinds of messages. We hear that all the time. I love it. That thrills us to hear those kinds of things come in, those kinds of stories come in. We also hear people who say, "Hey, you know what? I'd like to hit the road running. I want someone to hold my hand. I don't want to bump into all the walls, fall into all the holes, make all the mistakes along the way. I'd like to do this the right way from day one. I don't want to put my account at risk by making dumb decisions on my inventory, that sort of thing. Can someone hold my hand?" Well, now we've got multiple options for you. Everything from courses to workshops to Kickstart groups to coaching, it's all there. And today, Brian and Robin Joy are going to talk through some of those details for you so you can make a good informed decision which of our options, everything from free to our high-end coaching, might make the most sense for you. This is not a one-size-fits-all community. We know that every student who comes to us has a vast array of background experiences and connections and geographical, possibly benefits or things that are holding them back based on where they are. There's a strategy that fits where you are, no matter where you are in the world. And we have some educational resources that will help you as well, no matter what your situation is. So I'll let them dive into that. One last announcement before we jump in, though. The Proven Conference is coming at us fast. We have an all-time high attendance registration number at this point. We've blown way past 700 registered. It's going to be a huge event live. Live stream, if you can't be in Orlando with this, is an option as well. The website that has all those details, all the prices, the hotel discount link, everything is all on one website, theprovenconference.com. It's three words, theprovenconference.com. And we're eagerly working right now, excitedly working on making sure we nail down the date for the 2025 event as well. Summer 2025, we hope to announce the date at the conference. So if you're on the live stream or attending there with us, you'll get that date, get first dibs on a ridiculous discount that we're going to offer only at, during those 3 days, only at the conference, or those who are watching live stream will get that opportunity to get an extreme discount and lock in your tickets for 2025. At the 2024 event, that's just a few weeks away at this point, we've got over 40 breakout sessions at this point. The list of topics and speakers and breakout sessions is phenomenal. Easily our best ever, more selection than ever, best attended event we've ever hosted. It's going to be incredible. Hopefully you can make it. VIP is now officially sold out. If you wanted some general admission tickets, there's a few left that will likely sell out soon as well. Live stream will be your only option at that point, but certainly worth the price for the very few dollars that we're charging for that experience, which also gets you, by the way, all the event recordings, which will cost hundreds of dollars more later if you wait to get them then. So lock in live stream. Even if you can't watch it live, you get all the recordings and you can experience the event over the next few weeks and months. All right, let's jump over and see what Brian and Robin Joy have for us today about all the different ways that you can get involved with this community, get the education that you need and the resources that you need to start succeeding yourself, like you've heard so many others who have been interviewed on this show. Talk to you soon.
Welcome back to Silent Sales Machine Radio. We are your co-hosts. I'm Brian.
And I'm Robin Joy.
And this is Coach's Corner. This week, the question of the week, I guess, doesn't actually come from coaching, but we see a ton of new people coming into the community, 75,000 plus members in the Facebook group now. And we see this question a lot, which is like, there's so many options out there for learning, for figuring out how to get started in the, you know, reselling on Amazon. You know,
what's available to me? Why would I do anything other than Proven Amazon Course?
Right. And so we've talked about these things before, but we really love the format, the structure of the way we're going to explain it today, which I think will be helpful for a lot of people.
All right, well, let's give it a try. Let's talk about what initially do people come into the community? Usually they purchase Proven Amazon Course.
Yes.
Which is packed with training and courses and programs and all kinds of things that you need right now, things that you won't need for a while. It's like a library of information that you can go and research as you get to the point where you need that next thing, right?
I see what you did there. Pack is packed with training courses.
I didn't even realize what I did there. Nice catch.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So how do these other things fit in, and why do I want to consider other things? There's so much in PAC. Why would I consider other things?
Yeah, well, I like to look at the Proven Amazon Course as kind of your self-study guide, right? And let's talk about each of these at a high level, and we'll come back and drill into them.
Okay.
Okay, so the PAC is basically what to study.
Yeah.
Then Kickstart, which is near and dear to your heart.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Looks like.
How to get started.
How do you actually get through that process?
That's my first move here.
How do you get started executing?
Yes.
Right? Then there's the workshop that Robin Joy and I host a couple times a year. And this workshop is helping you to build, to really solidify the sourcing skills and build a list of 100 replenishable ASINs at a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And then
coaching. Mm-hmm. Coaching is like having a personal guide for these things. Yeah, we also have the Proven Conference where we can go and be amongst people who have what we want, and we can kind of see what you can get if you follow the principles in this community. So these things all kind of fit together, and independently, they can all be good. But let's go just a little bit deeper into each one.
Okay, so the Proven Amazon Course is documented ways that other people have found success, and not just one person.
Right.
One of the things that's so impressive to me about the Proven Amazon Course is that maybe, you know, 20 years ago when Jim was originally sharing emails and white papers with people, all this knowledge was coming from Jim and his success, his experience being successful selling on eBay. That eventually translated over into Amazon. And then now there's a Walmart, Amazon, eBay. There's probably an Etsy course out there. There's just a ton of different platforms and content in the Proven Amazon Course that helps you get started on those platforms. But it didn't just come from one person's experience.
Right.
Right.
These things now in the Proven Amazon Course are realistically tested by people who are experts in the field, who are actually doing these things before they ever get to Proven Amazon Course.
Right. So the example I like to use is, let's say that someone had a great experience doing print on demand last year, and that person created an outline or a course of like, hey, here's what worked for me and here's how I'm, you know, found success using print on demand.
Mm-hmm. Which has been done and is
PAC. Which is currently in PAC. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, it didn't just come from that one person's experience.
Right.
Jim and the leaders in the community took that and they put it through its paces, right? This is why we typically will run beta groups with the leadership team of what has worked for other people to see if we can replicate that success.
Yes.
And only after that success is replicated by many other people, does then that course get packaged up and added to the Proven Amazon course?
Yes.
That is proven, not just by one person, but then by the leadership team as well.
Yes.
You can't get better than that.
Yes. Right? And sometimes other beta testers, like it has to have worked for more than one person before it gets in pack.
Right. So this is not just one person's take on it. This is a lot of great results.
That's true. Well, let's move on. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I love that part of it. That's what
I do too.
Well, one of the main things that convinced me to be a part of this community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, let's move on to the Kickstart program. Like you said, this is near and dear to my heart because I do most of the Kickstart classes. This is a 4-week program that if you're a member of Proven Amazon course, you can purchase for $37 and be in a smaller group of people who are just getting started. It's that try it one time, do one rep, go through the whole process so you can see what the things are going to come up to you, how the mechanics of it kind of work. It's kind of that thing that helps you take action. We keep saying, take action, take action. You hear all the leadership saying, you know, take action. You can't do anything without action. Well, what action do I take?
Mm-hmm.
What I am ready to take action, but I don't know what to do. Kickstart tells you what action to take, how to take those first couple of steps and see what this is all about. Prove this concept.
We butchered the physics thing about like what is in motion stays in motion and what's not in motion, right? So this is the getting the ball rolling. It's
right.
Just like getting that ball rolling so that you can stay in motion.
Right, right. And you can snowball.
Yes.
As you do actions and you stay in motion, that ball gets larger and larger and larger.
And I like to look at the next thing, the workshop, as building upon that, right? So We've got the course, the coursework, the self-study stuff that we're starting to execute with some guidance in the form of a coach who's leading people through that Kickstart program. But then also in the workshop, Rob and Joy and I currently, and there may be other people in the future who are helping to build upon those first two things and help you understand what a low-risk and predictable business can look like.
Right, right. And help you make a plan for that. This is, it's called A Path to 100 ASINs, this accelerator workshop. It helps you make a plan to get to a foundation of predictable business So that it's not constantly rebuilding all the time, all the time, all the time. Yes, there are certain things that have to keep happening, but we show you how to get past that point of that every ASIN matters. Every ASIN is going to make or break your business. Mm-hmm. We show you how to build a foundation that will help you get past that point where you can grow a meaningful, predictable business.
Right. So this is the framework that will walk you down the path that produces the results and builds the experience and helps bring balance to your business.
Yes. I like that.
Me too. Okay.
Very good.
Then Number four is the
coaching.
The coaching.
This personal is your guide.
Personal guide through the jungle.
Yeah. Not only is it someone who's been there before When you get a coach through the Jim Cockrum coaching program, it's not only someone who's been there before, but it's someone who has taken groups of people down this road before. They come back and they get another one and they take them down the road. So this kind of is helpful because you don't just see what one business looks like when you have a coach. Your coach doesn't see just what one business looks like. Your coach has seen several different types of businesses and can tell you some of the things that they've seen because they've worked with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then we have the Proven Conference, which is what you can get when you build a business using the strategies that are taught In the Proven Amazon course. I say what you can get. It's not like, hey, come tour my fancy new house or anything like that. It's more like, I've built or we've built this business that scaled and is built on volume. Or here's the, like one of my favorite things that happened last year was one of the presenters basically just opened up his books and said, here's exactly how it worked For me. And I'm doing X amount of dollars per year. There's nothing more valuable than that. When you're trying to replicate the success that other people have achieved than seeing the blueprint.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Seeing what has worked for someone and they've actually gotten to have what you want. This is one of the valuable things that creates the energy that really inspires me at the Proven Conference is that I am amongst people who have done what I'm trying to do and been successful. And look, here's how successful they've gotten to be here. And they're sharing with me, but here's a tweak that I put on it. You might want to try this. Mm-hmm. Here's some ideas. They're giving me that glimpse into what it could be for me.
It's so, it doesn't have to be time sensitive, because previous versions of the Proven Conference videos are included in the Proven Amazon course. Uh-huh. But the ability to be there in person or be there with the live stream, mm-hmm. if you're not already signed up for one of those two things, you're going to want to get that information sooner rather than later.
Yes.
Because there are always cutting edge things that are happening. Businesses evolve.
Yes.
New tactics, new strategies.
Amazon changes the rules once in a while.
Or every day.
Yes. When so does Walmart. So do other other platforms as well.
Right. So if you are, we'd love to see you at the Proven Conference. Looking forward to seeing everyone there. Mm-hmm. But if the best you can do is watch it on replay through the Proven Amazon course a few months later, by all means, make sure you at least get that done too.
Yeah. Chris, what you miss there is that being able to talk to these people, being able to make friends and relationships, and just being in that atmosphere of not just one person speaking, but a whole group of people who are around you, and that energy. You miss that if you're not there live.
The group dynamics.
Yes.
The question that you never would have thought to ask.
Yes.
The perspective that you never had before that someone else brings to the room, or someone asks a question of one of the speakers and you're like, oh, that is something I've never really thought about before, but yes. And so you can really shrink up that learning curve by being able to be there in person and hearing all the questions that are asked.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, let's take a look at these things in a little different perspective, okay. Brian. The Proven Amazon course, like you said, is kind of self-study.
Yep.
And it is absolutely has everything that you need, and that you do not need any of these other programs in order to be successful. Absolutely can do it. And many have, just using the Proven Amazon course and self-study. Mm-hmm. However, enriching that experience, making it go possibly faster, or not having to learn lessons on your own, can be accomplished in other ways. But why would we go further than the Proven Amazon course? It's kind of like you said, learning calculus, right? Our daughter-in-law is a double master's degree in math. So we are math adjacent.
But still math challenged.
definitely math challenged.
Well, it's like this, you can go get the textbook for, you know, whatever math, let's say calculus. You can go get the calculus textbook. Mm-hmm. If you can do that, then why do people go to class?
Yeah, why do they pay university prices to go to classes for someone to teach them out of that same textbook?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a great question, because why? Sometimes you have questions when you're reading the book. Something doesn't make sense.
Right.
There's a piece of information that you are unable to connect the dots on. And then being in the class, being able to engage and interact with other people, other students in the class is beneficial. Being able to interact with the professor or the instructor is a big benefit. And then the TA or, you know, other folks who are helping with answering those questions and engaging with everyone. It's the personal engagement, the personal experience.
It's the dynamic that happens in a classroom.
Well, it gives it more of a custom. Gives it much more of a custom approach, right?
Agreed.
As a former instructor at a college level, you'd be surprised at the questions you get on the same topic coming from so many different angles because of people's varying degrees of experience or background that brings, you know, they bring with them. And you're like, wow, I never would have thought of it from that level. Someone maybe taught them something different and at a different portion of their life, and they're bringing that experience with them. This is a belief that they bring with them. And you're like, yes, that, you know, applies here, or let's tweak that a little bit so you can see how it does apply here.
Yeah. And there are some tips and tricks maybe that individuals can bring to the table in a group setting. So there's one other thing that we get when we go to class, Brian, that we can't get in self-study. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we could to a certain degree, but one of the things that you get is a testing of your understanding of the material. Mm-hmm. So when you can, you know, kind of say, okay, this is what I understand. Or an instructor can say, do you understand this? And tell me by answering these questions. Mm-hmm. It helps you get the right perspective from wherever you were. right?
Oh, yeah. Just the testing of the application.
Yes.
So, yeah, the validation. It's really the validation. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do understand this.
Do I really understand
yes,
it?
Yes, I know this.
Yes.
Yeah. Where you can't necessarily get that other than seeing the results if you were just going from the textbook.
Okay.
Maybe all taking right. the test at the end of the chapter and you're like, hey, look, I aced it.
Yeah.
Or I missed this one and I'm missing this type of problem every single test.
Why do I miss this one every time?
Yeah.
That's where a classroom setting can be
exactly.
very helpful.
Yep.
All right. You also need, in some types of classes, you also need lab knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take a lab class with this.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And what's an example of that?
Well, there's the lecture class and the lab class. I think of like chemistry,
uh-huh.
right? You go through and you get it all, you know, the concepts or the theories or the rules down, and then you go into the lab to actually perform the experiment. And what happens when you're performing the experiment? You're following a set of instructions that says, mix this thing with that thing, and then here's the expected result, here's the actual result. Why did it work out exactly the way we said, or what was the delta from the expectation, from the reality between the difference
results.
Between reality and the expectation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the lab lets you see the results of actually doing it, the execution,
right? It also lets you experiment and say, oh, what if I put just a drop more of this in there?
Mm-hmm.
What happens? How does that change the results?
Yes.
What if I, add a whole lot of this in there? How does that change the results? Okay, so what in our options that we've been talking about in this community kind of look like the lab experience.
The equivalent of the lab, I think the Kickstart program.
Yes.
That we discussed earlier.
And see. Yeah.
You're actually in there with people and getting your questions answered in real time. And if something isn't working right, you get a little direction or mm-hmm. redirection on
right.
how to improve the result.
Mm-hmm.
As is the workshop. The workshop is another one of
on
those.
On a larger scale.
On a larger scale, more scope. More time invested in more time overall, but in a much smaller span, like over the course of 2 days, as opposed to 2 or 3 months.
Yes.
Or 30 days for the Kickstart,
mm-hmm.
right? But we're going through and doing the real time experimentation for sourcing.
Yes.
The real time experimentation.
For choosing tests,
for
mostly.
Choosing tests,
what
yes.
What does it look like to test these products? What is a successful test? What do I get from testing? What am I testing for? These things are all covered in the Path to 100 ASINs
right.
workshop.
The rhythm of the beast of Amazon doesn't allow us to get actual results in 2 days.
Correct.
But it does allow, it gives us the time to build the frameworks that will give us, then we can tweak those frameworks based on the results that we're getting.
And we can look at examples where it has worked, where it hasn't worked,
mm-hmm.
what those differences are.
Yep.
Okay. So then there is another place we can go for some different type of experience and understanding and knowledge building,
mm-hmm.
and that's the private tutor.
Yes, the private tutor is like getting a coach.
Yes.
So if you are so you got the calculus book.
Yes.
And you couldn't do that and say couldn't. It can be challenging. I know I would like.
I'm pretty sure I need some help.
At least have to go to class.
Yes.
Right? I would at least need to go to the lab. And then I would also love to have the personal private tutor who can help me with my very specific things in a much more real-time setting and really cut that learning curve down in half for me, right? Or more.
Yeah. And what happens when you get a coach in the Jim Cockrum coaching program is you get the benefit of personal advice, not just advice that works for the whole classroom, advice that works for you or is applicable to you. And not only do we give advice, but we help you make decisions based on whatever advice you're getting and whatever advice you want to take. We help you in your decision-making in real time with real decisions, not just sometimes this happens. Like, it's for you and your experience, right?
Yeah. And the benefit of working with a coach that you mentioned earlier is that the coach has been successful not only with their business, but then has helped other people be successful with their businesses.
Yeah, there's a real value in being able to see a lot of different businesses and how they've gone.
It reminds me of when, so I kind of grew up professionally in the IT space,
mm-hmm.
and I started in a space that was like specific. It was just company specific. We had our own infrastructure, we had our own programs, and I became the expert within that sort of small.
So it was like in-house IT.
It was in-house IT, right? Yeah. So okay. I worked for the
for the company you were doing IT for.
The IT department for that particular company.
Okay.
Eventually, I moved out into a consulting space that was more like a managed services for many different customers. And then I got to see 50, 60, 100 different infrastructures and how all these companies were using them and what were the best practices in these different infrastructures. And then when I was consulting with someone based on what their environment was, I could bring my experience and say, I've seen this, you know, 40 other times, and here's the best practice for this. Here's how we're going to get the best results for this, right? That was, to me, so much more valuable than being an expert in the one pond that I was in.
Right, right. And I think of it as that personal guide. If I'm going to go into, if I'm going to hike a mountain that I've never hiked before, and I'm going to have somebody help me, I want somebody who's taken several people up this mountain, not just somebody who's done it once, right?
Yeah, they got lucky the first time, and now they're gonna. I mean, there's always did it the first time. Right. there's always the second time if they're gonna keep doing it. But yeah, essentially the story for or the concepts for how the strategies for how to do this business in multiple different perspectives using different strategies has been solved.
Yes.
Right. The blueprints are out there for how to do this. We're working with people as a private tutor in real time to help them see what adjustments might need to be made for their unique situation.
Yes. We are helping people as coaches. We're helping people put themselves into the system that's already working and adjust, you know, customizing that where they fit in there really nice and tight, as opposed to being, you know, flopping around in there. Right? Mm-hmm. Is that kidding? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how well that came across, but I think you know what I'm trying to get at.
Well, this is not, we're doing like this comparison to a university almost.
Yes.
Right. In the university, you've got the books.
Yes.
You've got the classes, you've got the labs, you've got the teacher's assistants, the tutors. Mm-hmm. That's everything that we have here too. This is Amazon University.
Yes. Yes. Amazon University is already called Amazon University, but and it's not just Amazon. It's, you know, all kinds of different e-commerce
platforms
and strategies and how they work together. Right. Yeah. But you're right. In a university, you have the classrooms, you have the textbooks, you have the private tutors. Maybe you also have the guide, the person's assistant. No, the person who helps you decide what classes you're going to take. Advisor.
Oh, your advisor. Yes.
it's been a minute since I was in college. Sorry about that. anyway, you have a personal advisor who says, okay, this is where you want to specialize. Well, you need to start out here and get these things under your belt. Let's choose this that's available this semester, and then you'll be able to choose this to go with that. And you put together a plan for how that's going to, what your college career is going to look like. Right.
Yep.
So
when you're learning a new skill, the most beneficial experience often is the most well-rounded and proven combination of learning that we've been talking about from the minute we hit record here, right? Mm-hmm. Starting with self-study. Yes, you can go buy the calculus book or the physics book or the chemistry book and self-study that thing.
And do that.
And go
absolutely.
Do it. Yes. Here, you can also add the classroom knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Right. You can come to the workshop. You can go to the Kickstart Bootcamp.
That's the lab too, right? Classroom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then there's the private tutor. So you can get coaching.
Yes.
To help guide you through that and shorten that learning curve. And then we've talked about this before, but the support.
But wait, there's more.
Yes. It slices, it dices. The community here is so supportive and beneficial that you can almost always get a question answered in the Facebook group from very experienced, highly experienced, successful sellers in whatever platform that you have the question in. And then there's the ongoing support in the form of the podcast, of which we're doing right now.
Right. And Jim does every week, more than once a week, interviewing those successful stories to show us how other people have done this, to show us that people have proven this over and over and over. And news stories keep coming out all the time. Yep. So we have the podcast and we have the Facebook group. There are other things that are in support of this that, you know, we can't just mention everything, but this is a community of people who work together. We celebrate together. We ask questions and answer questions together. We give each other advice. We show people what's worked for us. It's just a lovely community to be a part of.
And sometimes we struggle together.
Sometimes, yeah, a lot of times new things come up and we go, oh, this really impacted me. Gosh, what are you guys doing? And we get all kinds of different ideas. That's how we grow, right?
It's not all puppies, rainbows, and butterflies. We know
true.
This, right?
this is true.
Are challenges. If you're going to have a long-term successful business,
yes,
there are continual challenges that you're going to be up against.
Any business is going to have.
Yes. Every business is going to have that. It's just a matter of which ones last longer than the others.
Right.
Many, many big businesses, think of like JCPenney and Sears. Now, they were huge businesses. You think back in the 80s, you think, oh, these companies are never going to fail.
That's what you think. And
they're
yet,
gone.
If they can't keep up with, if they don't have support. Mm-hmm. And this is what can happen to us in this kind of business, in the e-commerce businesses, if we don't have each other to kind of find out what's everybody doing about this? How is this? Am I overreacting? Am I underreacting? What's going on here? Let's see if we can help each other out.
Yep.
It's a big, big, big benefit of being a part of a community like this.
Yep.
All right. So it's kind of like university study, or it can be in this analogy, but I'll bet you have a quote for us today, Brian.
Yes, I do. This quote comes to us from Bruce Lee. Now, we've already covered a Bruce Lee quote in a previous podcast. This is a slightly different quote, but still so impactful. It goes like this. Research your own experience and absorb what is useful, reject what is useless, and add what is essentially your own. To me, this just reminds me so much of the examining every experience for the lesson.
Yeah.
Right. When you are analyzing why a test didn't work, or why you should analyze every test, why it didn't work, why it did work, how you can make it better the next time. Mm-hmm. And so research your own experience.
Research is part of the whole process.
Researching other people's experience is useful. Researching your own experience is the most beneficial, I think.
Yes. Yes, I think so. And making choices about what is useful and what's useless. Mm-hmm. And seeing what is essentially your own is important too. That's a big part of your competitive advantage, right?
Absolutely.
What do I have that I can offer that's not as commonly offered? Where can I go in using all of these things and just add my little bit of tweak to it?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
All right. So when we're having trouble getting enough information for our researching our own experience, what do we do about that, Brian?
Well, we have to go test more ASINs.
Test more ASINs.
The only way you get your own experience is by
testing more ASINs.
Testing more ASINs. Let's go test
getting
more
some
ASINs.
Experience. All right, let's go test some more ASINs. Thanks, everybody. We'll
thanks,
see you
everyone.
Soon.
Talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us for today's episode. But before I let you go, let's spend a couple minutes with my good friend, Mr. Jeff Schick. He joins us once a week or so around here as a great sponsor of our community and someone who's helping countless sellers in our community with Amazon policy and legal challenges. And he's always got an interesting topic full of information for us. What do you got today, Jeff?
So this one's going to be, it's all about good invoices, good receipts, corresponds with good sources, right? So
yeah, and we've talked about that before, but nothing's really changed, but get us up to speed.
Well, I will tell you, we've talked about it before, but yesterday I had a really cool conversation with one of my clients, and they said, I heard you talking with Jim about how to find good suppliers. So I found this product I wanted to sell. I called the manufacturer and I asked them where I could buy it. And they told him which distributors. So he opened an account with all the distributors and started buying the product from those distributors. And now he's got legit invoices, and he was happy because he got better pricing than when he was doing it retail arbitrage or online arbitrage. And he knows that he's going from safe places because he had talked to one of the sales reps at the manufacturer who said, call this distributor and tell them I sent you. And they opened an account for him so that he was able to start, selling those products. So I know that's like a very simplified version of what we've been talking about, but it kind of goes to reflect how simple sometimes the correct way of doing business can be, which is if you're trying to find a legitimate source for your product, sometimes picking up the phone or going on the internet and looking up the manufacturer and seeing who are their authorized distributors, that's the easiest way to find out who your authorized distributors are. For products that are sold at retail, you can also find authorized retailers. So, you know, like if you're trying to find a pair of tennis shoes that you want to retail arbitrage, and you go to the manufacturer's website and you type in your zip code, and that says that, you know, Roadrunner Sports is an authorized, you know, seller of their goods, you know that that Roadrunner Sports receipt should be good and valid in Amazon's eyes for proving authenticity if you ever get a supply chain verification.
Because as I've heard you say before, Jeff, the first thing Amazon's going to do if they get a complaint from someone saying this isn't an authentic product, they're going to call the brand and say, I've got a receipt here from Roadrunner Sports.
Yeah.
You guys authorize them to sell your brand? And the brand better say, yep, we do.
Right.
Otherwise, the seller with that receipt might as well have a, you know, sticky note with a signature on it. It's not a legit receipt authorized by the brand. It's not complicated.
Yeah.
For some reason, there's a lot of confusion in this arena.
It is. And I think it's just because a lot of people don't understand that just because it says invoice doesn't mean it's legit. So like a good example of this is I had a client that I used to work with that one time got a counterfeit complaint for a pair of shoes that they sold. Mm-hmm. They bought that pair of shoes from a friend of theirs who owned a retail store that sold tennis shoes. The friend didn't want to put their retail store's relationship with the brand in jeopardy. So when they provided receipts to the seller, it would just be made on in Microsoft Excel. And it'd say, you know, you imagine it, the guy's name is Jose. It'd say Jose's shoe warehouse. And he would create, you know, 100 tennis shoes and, you know, put all the information that Amazon would need on a receipt. The only problem is that Jose's shoe warehouse is not the name of his store. And it wasn't the name of any real business that you could track. So
right.
Just because said that didn't mean anything. So then when the seller supplied that receipt, Amazon came back with an unverifiable supplier. We can't verify your supplier. Please provide your supplier invoice. At that point, you know, Jose's shoe warehouse would need to provide a receipt from his actual retail store, you know, whatever it may be. And then the actual retail store might even need to provide their receipt from the brand itself, showing that they bought real shoes from the brand. However, you know, obviously the guy was not supposed to be selling to Amazon sellers, and that's why he didn't want to put his retail relationship in jeopardy, because he had a contract with the brand saying, I won't sell to Amazon sellers. And so he thought that this was a creative workaround. So it just goes to prove that, you know, invoice without anything behind it is just a piece of paper. But a receipt, you know, even just like a retail receipt from Walmart, is better than that random piece of paper we just described from Jose, because a Walmart receipt for New Balance shoes is, you know, 100% legit. You know that Walmart's selling authentic New Balance or Nike or Adidas shoes.
Everything sold at a Walmart store that you walk into is legit, good to go. The brand has approved them to distribute their products.
Right.
Walmart.com, however, third-party sellers, that's another story, right? Obviously,
right.
It isn't going to recognize those third-party sellers. They could have bought it from a, you know, 50 units out of someone's garage at a yard sale. There's no way to know where that stuff came from.
Right. So you never want to buy, you know, that was another thing. We had a seller who had bought 100 units of a product that from a Walmart third-party seller, got hit with Section 3. They're now wondering, what are they going to do to get their inventory and funds back? And the unfortunate answer to that is, there's not an answer. There's
very
no solution because
Amazon
has suspended you because they believe you sold counterfeit products. All you have is Walmart third-party seller receipts. When they asked the third-party seller to provide them with an invoice, the third-party seller made a fake invoice from the manufacturer, which we could tell was wrong because the manufacturer's name was misspelled. So we call, and when we called the manufacturer, they're like, this isn't our invoice. We didn't. And the seller's account submitted. I said, well, no, because the brand's not going to validate this, and Amazon's going to pick up the phone and call them just like we would. And the fact that the brand's name is misspelled on the invoice is a pretty big red flag that isn't going to make Amazon think it's fake, you know?
Mm-hmm. So there's a huge advantage of just staying within the guardrails that have been established of making sure that wherever you're buying your products from, the brand that you're buying recognizes that wholesaler, distributor, retailer as legitimate. It really is that simple. Now, we talked a little bit about some interesting international angles, however, where maybe you find out that a brand you like is selling really cheap in another country, and you like buy a bunch and ship it to you. You can get yourself into some trouble there as well, even though you may have a fairly legitimate looking invoice or receipt. Are you seeing some of that?
We haven't seen as much lately, but it still is an ongoing concern because the fact that unless you have the manufacturer's written consent to import products into the United States, it's considered a parallel import. So, you know, brands routinely sell things cheaper overseas because they need to. So like, for instance,
currency,
whatever it may be, you know, like, but also the things that they sell overseas are not always the same. So like I give my pet shampoo example all the time. I used to sell a pet shampoo product. It was a French company. The product itself was made in Dallas, Texas for the United States. And the product in the Europe and European Union was made in France. I realized that I could buy the stuff in Texas, well, you know, Georgia, you know, buy it from the Texas warehouse, ship it to the United Kingdom when they were still part of the EU and sell it into the EU for cheaper than they were selling it over there. And I thought I'd struck, you know, a gold mine because
international gold.
I was getting the, you know, euros are used to historically be worth more than dollars.
Right.
The pound was worth more than dollars. And I was buying it at dollars, redeeming in euros and pounds. And, you know, had a nice little currency exchange arbitrage going in addition to the arbitrage itself going on with the product. The only thing that I didn't realize at the time was that the product in the United States was a different formula because the product in Europe was illegal to sell in the United States and the product in the United States was illegal to sell in the European Union. Mm-hmm. And they just never bothered to tell anybody those differences because they didn't need to. It was, you know,
I would imagine this one customer complaint saying, I got this product and it says, you know, packaged for distribution in, Canada only, and I bought it in the US. Like, is that legit? Is this the real product? Right? Red flags go up. You got to prove that you're legit above board. Yeah. So the basic advice we give to all new sellers, until you've been in the game a long time, just don't import anything.
Right.
Just don't. It's like we say, don't set up new listings. Just don't. You don't know what you're doing yet. So yeah, right. If you're getting into importing early as a new seller, especially, you're probably in over your head.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so many fake companies out there too that make themselves look legitimate, you know, like for instance, Stylevana. And a lot of OA sellers love Stylevana. Amazon recognizes them as the counterfeiter that they are because of the fact that they're based in China and the products are shipped from China when you buy from them. Mm-hmm. Yes, they've got a sleek looking website that, yes, everything is spelled perfectly in regular English, but it's not a legit product and it's not a legit source. So
you're saying I shouldn't buy in bulk from Temu and flip it, even though it looks just like the product I'm selling on Amazon?
No, that's counterfeit too. So, and if it shows up in an e-packet, that should be a first red flag that it's, you know, and for the sellers that don't know, an e-packet is a discount shipping packet sent from China. So anything that you see has crossed international borders should be a red flag that I don't think I should sell this on Amazon unless I have talked to the manufacturer and they said, yes, this is a legit distributor. And yes, they're authorized to sell to United States consumers or, you know, resellers. Yeah. So it's one thing if you're buying, an Italian cosmetic and you're going to, you know, cosmetic.it, you know, the Italian domain and purchasing and they're shipping to you from Italy. That would be fine, you know. But if you're buying an Italian cosmetic from a cosmetic company in Portugal, who's then shipping to you in the United States, that's a huge red flag because, you know, the labeling laws, the ingredient laws are all are very different between the United States, Canada, Mexico, and Europe. So
yeah, packaging laws, everything. Yeah. Just to give everyone some hope, there are tens of thousands of authorized brands distributed, hundreds of thousands, millions of brands distributed at tens of thousands or more authorized retailers, wholesalers, distributors right in the United States with legitimate receipts and invoices.
Yeah.
Stay in that lane. That's what the opportunity is. And you'll be rewarded. Let other people, you know, dip their toes into those dangerous territories and watch what happens over time. Amazon is getting really good at cracking down on the rules. And I often say, Jeff, 100% of the time, based on the experience with tens of thousands of students that have come through our community, I've never seen a legitimate receipt or invoice ultimately turned down. Sometimes you got to escalate it. Like, hey, guys, this is Walmart. Come on. This is a good receipt. Okay, yeah, then they approve it. Sometimes you'll get a little resistance. But ultimately, I've never seen an exception to that rule where a good receipt or invoice is turned down.
I can tell you, we've got one case in 5 years where Amazon rejected a Walmart receipt, but it was and didn't reinstate the seller. But it turned out it was because he'd acknowledged too many other IP complaints that he didn't have good receipts for. And the Walmart product was just the final nail in the coffin for them to say that this seller was too high risk for our platform. Sure. So And even then they said, we don't dispute the validity of the Walmart receipt. We just think this seller is not a good fit for Amazon.
That was just the little incident that brought him under the radar, and they reviewed his whole case file case log and said, no, we're done with this guy. And it happened to be the last thing they reviewed was that receipt. Yeah. So again, the streak continues, 100% acceptance of legitimate receipts and invoices based on, again, we've had tens of thousands of people come through our community. Our Facebook group has 75,000 people in there. But this continues to be a bit of a frustrating issue for some people because there's, for some reason, there's confusion here. But hopefully we cleared it up for a lot of folks.
It is. And, you know, the one thing I told that I've told some of our clients to do and that is working well, if they find a site and they're like, I don't know what's, if it's good, they run it by us. Mm-hmm. If we still don't know whether it's good, we'll tell the seller, hey, send customerservice@brand.com an email and ask them, I found this product on, you know, I don't know, homedepot.com.
I did that with Legos just the other day. Yeah. We're buying Legos from a website. So I just emailed, I jumped on Lego's site. It took me 45 seconds to find a link where I could say, hey, is this a legitimate distributor of your products? They got back to me about 3 hours later. Yeah, they're authorized. That's a distributor. Done. I could order as much as I wanted from that website, knowing I was safe.
And you save that email so that if you ever have a supply chain audit from Amazon in the future and they say, we can't validate that this supplier sells items in new condition, mm-hmm. you say, well, here's an email from you know, Lego saying that it's a valid supplier.
Exactly. It just took a couple minutes of extra research and you're good to go.
Right.
Love it. So. Well done. Hopefully we cleared this up for a lot of folks today and appreciate your time as always, Jeff. We'll do this again next week if you're around. All right.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And for the listeners, this was Jeff Schick of jeffschick.com. Check out the, just for a few dollars per month, you can have him on your team, helping you make these decisions and have his team available to you. And we'll talk to you again real soon, listeners. And Mr. Jeff, see you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentjim.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.